Hello, and welcome to The Journey. This is Silver Bowen. This is episode 2 of the Welcome to The Journey podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is basically for me to discuss some of the things that are going on with my writing life as a new writer, stuff that I'm learning, stuff that's happening, new ideas, pretty much whatever I can get out there as far as what I'm going through that I think might help somebody else, or at the very least, help me. So, I'm recording on my MP3 player. It's a SanDisk Sansa Fuse Plus, and has a built-in microphone. This is the second recording that I've done on it. I did one yesterday that came out pretty well, comparatively speaking. It's not wonderful audio quality, but it's acceptable audio quality for now. I'm really interested in either trying to record something at home on my home computer and maybe get a better sound quality out of that, or maybe get a USB microphone for my home computer, or maybe even go so far as to get a portable digital audio recorder. One of the real hesitancies I have is that I don't want to have anything more than I absolutely need to get this done. Being a beginning writer, money is tight, and I'm sure many of you beginners out there can relate to that 100%. So if I can do it with what I have, I would rather do that until I have enough success and enough money to step up to that next level. But the other big concern is that I've mentioned this already. I mentioned a little bit on the last one, and I talk about it on my blog. I like to try to get as much done with my time as possible. That means that I record a lot of my ideas and a lot of the things that I want to work on when I actually get in front of the computer as I'm driving around during my day job. I would really like to be able to record my blog, or my, not my blog, my podcast. I'd really like to be able to record the podcast the same way. Just bits and pieces here and there, hit the button, record what I need to record, and then get back out again. And most of the digital audio recorders you can get now have pause buttons, so you can just start the recording, record a little bit, pause it, and when you're ready, do the next little bit. So instead of hearing one 15-minute file that was all recorded at one time, you can hear maybe stuff that's been going through my head throughout the day, but all at once. So that's kind of what I'm thinking. So if I had a separate recorder just for recording the podcast, I could do that. But again, there's the money issue, and the other issue is that I'm not sure of the ones that are available what would be the best one. So, and again, there's the money issue dictates that purchasing the one that's going to do the job right is what to do the first time. So anyway, the upshot of all that is this is again just recorded on my MP3 player. I believe number 3 will be recorded on my computer sometime when I'm at home, and we'll see how that goes. And number 4 might or might not be a USB microphone, or might be whatever else. I'm just going to keep recording them. And now this one, I did put it on my computer yesterday, and it's a Wave is what the MP3 player records, and it's about medium quality for a Wave. It's 124 or something, 140 maybe, something like that. So that's not a bad bit rate or whatever it's called to be recording at, and that's more information that I had. One of the big uses that I got out of the last podcast that I recorded was finding out what quality I was recording at with the MP3 player. So now I know that, and I have a basis for comparison. So that's good, and the reason I give you some of this background that might not be so interesting for someone who isn't interested in podcasting or recording audio themselves is what I want to talk about today is iterative improvement. What iterative means is that rather than trying to make the perfect product the first time and holding back release until the product is perfect, you make a product and you release it, and you make it the best product you can. This isn't a shortcut, but you make the best product you can, you charge a fair price for it, or, you know, in the case of this podcast, there's no price for it. My price is your time, which I guess is probably as good a price as any. So you make the podcast, which is, you know, we'll go ahead and use the podcast as the example, since it is the subject. You make the podcast, and you make the best podcast you can, given the knowledge and equipment that you have, and then you go back and you analyze the podcast, and you say, what can I do better? What can be improved? What do I need to improve it? Is there equipment needs? Are there time needs? Are there knowledge needs? You know, where are some of the gaps that I can fill? And then you put out the next one, and you make those improvements, and you just keep doing that. One of the great success stories of the iterative model of development is Apple with the iPhone and now the iPad. You released the best you can the first time, and most electronics companies would have released an iPhone, and they would have waited 3 or 4 years before they put out the iPhone 2. And they would have made substantial improvements between one and the next. It would have been a very new product. Apple instead says, okay, we're going to release a new one every year. And every year it's not going to be 200% better. It's not going to be the new thing that blows the old thing out of the water, but it is going to be better. It's going to have iterative improvements a little bit at a time. So any year you can buy that current model iPhone and you get one that's good enough, but a year later there's always some room to move up to a next better model. There's a little bit of pressure or incentive there. And if 2 or 3 years pass, then you're not any more out of date than you would have been if they would have only been releasing them once a year. So you don't feel bad about holding on to it for a few years, but if you want to get a new one every year, you actually get a substantial improvement with getting a new one rather than just a shinier case or a less scratched screen or something like that. It's a brilliant business model, and I think it's one that's a lot more applicable to today's environment and culture and how fast things are moving. The internet and the information age and blah, 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 all that stuff just makes a huge difference. Change is going to be getting quicker and quicker as time goes on, and the rate of technology increases. You know, that's Moore's Law. Every 2 years, processor speed doubles and price comes down by half and memory doubles. I might be misquoting that a little bit, but things continue to accelerate exponentially. So an iterative model is a much better way to exploit that fact. So I'm trying to apply that iterative model to the things that I'm doing. And of course, a podcast and a blog, things that are both free except for the consumer's time, and things that don't take a lot of time out of my schedule, and things that are put out on a regular basis, are really, really just ripe for this model. So I do it now. I do it with what I have. My iterations for this episode are, number one, I now know I've got Audacity installed on my home computer now, which I didn't have before, but I had heard other people use for other kinds of audio. And one of the earlier recordings that I did for the first episode that didn't come out because it was terrible, one of the earlier recordings I tried to convert from a WAV to an MP3 with a different program, and the MP3 was just terrible. So I used Audacity on podcast number one, and while there was a little bit of deterioration in quality, it wasn't nearly as bad, and it ended up listenable. So Audacity is so far the way to go. So I've learned now what quality I can expect out of a recording and whether it's even worth doing it with my MP3 player. I've learned what the bitrate is and what to look for if I do buy a digital recorder so that I actually get an improvement rather than getting the same file size. I've learned how to convert that to an MP3 in a way that at least is bearable. And the final improvement is non-technological or equipment-oriented. One of the things that I noticed listening to podcast number one was that there was a fair amount of and ah and rambling, those sorts of things. And the reason for that, not so much that I'm not a good speaker, even extemporaneously, but I just didn't have anything in mind when I started recording. My whole thought process was, okay, podcast number one, I'm going to introduce myself and kind of explain things. And that was pretty much as I had. Before doing this podcast, I actually sat down and wrote out a list, which ended up taking a good page or so, of different topics and ideas and things that I could talk about. So if I hit that point where I just have no idea what I want to talk about, I look on the list, I pick something, there it is. And what I've been talking about, the iterative model, is one of many things that I've spent a fair amount of time today thinking about before I started the recording, so that I would have kind of that mind space already established and some opinions and ideas and where it's going established. Now that iteration on going from blank paper to paper with ideas to talk about is actually an improvement, not just in the podcast, but in the blog as well. I already keep a list of things that I want to blog about and ideas, because I'm committed to doing a blog every day, which isn't a huge amount of blogging to do, and certainly, you know, journalists and professionals might do 10 or 20 blogs a day on a variety of different topics. But me, for a blog that I'm doing basically for my own enjoyment and for the benefit of anybody who it can benefit, finding that 15 or 20 minutes every day is a pretty big deal. And especially the part about every day, finding 15 or 20 minutes once or twice or whenever I feel like it, that's not hard, but making sure I do it every day. I want to use every spare moment of time that I have that isn't being productive towards something productive. And if I can come up with a list of things to blog about and kind of get the back of my brain thinking about them before I sit down to write the blog, then it's easy just to sit down, rip something off, and be done with it and know that I have plans for the next few days or for the next week or however long my list goes. I have a variety of things to talk about and things to do, and I'm not just going to get stuck not knowing what comes next or sitting in front of the computer screen going, I have to do a blog and it's got to be published in an hour and I don't know what to write about. You know, knowing what to write about beforehand is really, really useful. So I have this list of things to blog about, which gave me the idea of writing out a list of things to podcast about. And I think there's going to be a lot of cross-pollination between those lists. One of the ideas I had for this podcast early on, which I haven't decided about yet, was making it a daily podcast and just basically covering the same topic as my blog, but in a little bit more detail. I've kind of moved away from that now. I feel like the medium of the conversational medium that I've got here is more effective, used a little bit differently. But all the same, I think, you know, the podcast and the blog can reach different people, but they can both cover some of the same topics and maybe at different times. And maybe I'll come at a certain idea or problem one way in the podcast and a different way in the blog. But these are all ideas that are relevant concerns and things that I think other people can use and so forth and so on, and are worth covering in both forms. So again, the iterative model, I've gone from, well, I'm going to do a blog, to, well, I'm going to do a daily blog, to, I'm going to do a supplemental podcast, to, I can use the same ideas and I can write them out beforehand, and slowly and surely improving each and every time. So I think that's about all that I had for you guys today, and hopefully the sound quality on this today, I'm doing a few things differently as well. So hopefully the sound quality on this today will be a little bit better than it was yesterday. I'm trying to control some environmental concerns a little bit more. I'm working on the volume I need to have my voice at. Some things like that. So we'll see how it turns out when I get home later and put it on the computer. And I hope you guys have enjoyed it. This is Silverborn. Can you believe that? I got to the whole end of the podcast before I had a big blooper. Amazing. But this podcast has been pretty good except for that blooper, and there's no way I'm throwing out the baby with the bathwater. So this is Silver Bowen, and welcome to the journey, and goodbye.